Welcome, friends. This is the First Church of Christ Scientists in Princeton, New Jersey. I will share the readings prepared for our congregation on Wednesday evening, March 18. They are selections from the King James Version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, which together are our church's pastor. Our topic for the evening was power. The Bible. Genesis. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Exodus. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Numbers. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt, even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Deuteronomy. Unto thee it was showed that thou mightest know that the Lord he is God, there is none else beside him. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. 2 Samuel. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. Job. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment, and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalms. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we seek and praise thy power. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Great is our Lord, and of great power, his understanding is infinite. Jeremiah. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Matthew. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine own house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Revelation. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. 1 Chronicles. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The central fact of the Bible is the superiority of spiritual over physical power. What is this healing prayer? A mere request that God will heal the sick has no power to gain more of the divine presence than is always at hand. Prayer to a corporeal God affects the sick like a drug, which has no efficacy of its own, but borrows its power from human faith and belief. Though demonstrating his control over sin and disease, the great teacher by no means relieved others from giving the requisite proofs of their own piety. He worked for their guidance, that they might demonstrate this power as he did and understand its divine principle. Mankind must learn that evil is not power. Jesus demonstrated the power of Christian Science to heal mortal minds and bodies. But this power was lost sight of and must again be spiritually discerned, taught, and demonstrated according to Christ's command with signs following. In science, you can have no power opposed to God, and the physical senses must give up their false testimony. No power can withstand divine love. There is no power apart from God. Omnipotence has all power, and to acknowledge any other power is to dishonor God. Every day makes its demands upon us for higher proofs rather than professions of Christian power. We must look where we would walk, and we must act as possessing all power from Him in whom we have our being. Rise in the strength of spirit to resist all that is unlike good. God has made man capable of this, and nothing can vitiate the ability and power divinely bestowed on man. God is infinite, therefore ever-present, and there is no other power nor presence. Am I demonstrating the healing power of truth and love? If so, then the way will grow brighter unto the perfect day. Mind is the grand creator, and there can be no power except that which is derived from mind. My weary hope tries to realize that happy day when man shall recognize the science of Christ and love his neighbor as himself, when he shall realize God's omnipotence and the healing power of the divine love in what it has done and is doing for mankind. The promises will be fulfilled. The time for the reappearing of the divine healing is throughout all time. And whosoever layeth his earthly all on the altar of divine science drinketh of Christ's cup now and is endued with the spirit and power of Christian healing.